come before you this afternoon, giving all honor and praise to Almighty God, who is certainly the head of my life, being my recognizing my pulpit associates, Reverend Mike Mellon, Minister Riley, my beautiful wife, musicians,
yes,
my beautiful, beautiful church family. It's an honor, it's a privilege. As always, it's an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility to stand before you and profess the word of God. Let us go to God in prayer. Take now, Lord, this empty vessel, this pitcher without any water, but feel right now, Lord, to overflow. Just feel right now with your spirit, Lord God. Take complete control. Speak a word, Lord. Use this empty vessel to speak a word. As I hide myself way, way, way behind your cross, Lord, speak, Lord. Someone needs a word, Lord. Someone needs to hear from on high, Lord. Speak, Lord. Do with me what you wish. Do use me, Lord. Any way that you see fit. But speak a word. Touch someone, Lord, that's in need of being touched, Lord God. Touch right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord. We give way now, Lord. Take control right now in the mighty name of Jesus. From the pulpit to the pew.
Yes.
Have your way. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. For this morning, Lord has been just speaking to me all morning.
Thank you, Father.
And I trust him.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Because if I didn't, I'd be in trouble.
All right.
Yeah.
But I want you to turn in your Bibles this morning to Philippians 2nd chapter. Philippians 2, starting with verse 5. The word reads thusly: let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth, things under the earth.
Yes.
And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm glad I listened to the Lord for the scripture. And this morning, we want to use as a thought on this Communion Sunday something about the name Jesus.
All right.
Something about the name Jesus. Somewhere that says that. Something about the name Jesus. It's the sweetest name
I know. Amen.
Rats Allen.
Yes.
Yeah.
He says, some people say I'm crazy. But I can't explain. The power that I feel when I call his name.
Yes.
It's like fire. Shut up in my bones. And the Holy Ghost is moving and it just won't leave me alone. There's something about the name Jesus. There's something about this man.
Something about him.
When he encountered his disciples on the water, and they, the Bible says, and they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this? That even the wind and the sea obey him. There's something about the name Jesus. Hallelujah. What is it about the name Jesus? What's so special about this name Jesus? And just, what is it? It's significant. This name Jesus. The name that separates religions.
Yes.
All of the religions can run along the same road, it seems like, until you encounter the name Jesus.
Oh, man. Here we go.
Then they start to separate. What is it about this name Jesus, and why is it necessary?
Why?
There's something magical and mystical about the name Jesus. Hallelujah. This morning, as we, this Communion Sunday, as we go through the significance of this meal, every Communion Sunday we go through trying to explain this meal. And each time you say, because different ears and people are hearing it, and you say, so each time you try to make it a little bit different. And you say, now how do you change it? How do you tell somebody what communion really is? And I struggled with that, and the Lord said, just keep it simple. Hallelujah. So it's three things I want you to see as we go through this. Number one, that we want to obtain what God's original intent was from the beginning. What did God have in store for us? What did he expect from us? And number two, whatever that he expected, we clearly failed. Hallelujah. And number three, we have got to be reconciled to God.
Right now.
We have got to be reconciled to God. You see, God's original intent was that we be sinless.
Yeah.
God's original intent was that we be perfect and holy as he is holy.
Yes.
See, if you look all the way back to Genesis, the first chapter, the 27th verse says, that, so God created man in his own image.
Yes.
He wants you to look like God.
Yeah.
In the image of God created he him, and male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moves. I want you to reflect God on earth. I want you to walk like I do. I want you to talk like I do. I want you to be filled with the Spirit. I want you to reflect my image.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yeah, that original intent. I want you to be like he is. Hallelujah. And then if you look in the New Testament, we fast forward to the New Testament and look over at John 17 and 20. It says, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. He's talking about his disciples. That they all may be one.
One.
As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one.
One.
Even as we are one. I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect,
perfect
in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. He wants us to be like him. He says when you get it right, when you walk around, when you talk to people will know that you've been with the Lord. People will know that you are filled with the Spirit. People will know that you are somebody different.
All right.
Yes.
They still treat you like they always did. You better check yourself.
Come on.
Should be something different when you start walking like God have you walk. So God's original intent was that we be sinless, perfect, and holy.
Sinless.
But clearly,
perfect and
holy. We have failed.
Miserable.
Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Thank God. Whatever you need to straighten it out.
Yes, sir.
You can find it in Jesus.
Jesus. Yes. All in the name.
Something about that name. When you fail, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Everyone has sinned and fallen short. Right. All of us deserve his wrath and punishment. But God in his infinite grace and mercy has provided a way that his wrath can be appeased and we can be reconciled to him.
Can be. Thank you.
That way is through the sacrificial death of his son, Jesus Christ, as the atonement or payment for sins. It is through Jesus Christ as God's perfect sacrifice.
Yes.
Was foretold in the Old Testament and fulfilled in the New Testament. That's how we can be reconciled to God. It is only because of Christ's perfect life.
Yes.
His death on the cross and his resurrection on the third day that a lost sinner, one who deserves to go to hell, can be reconciled to a holy God. The wonderful truth of the gospel message is that Christians are saved from God's wrath and reconciled to God, not because we love God.
Come on now.
But that he loved us.
Yes, sir.
And sent his son to be propitiation for our sins.
Yes.
We're going to get back to that word later.
All right.
But I want to just give you a simple example here of how this thing goes about it. How we started out. God said, man, I designed them to be sinless, but they have failed. I want to show you how this thing works and how you can't get back to where you used to be. You ever heard people say 99 and a half won't do?
You got
to make 100. But let me tell you something. Let me just give you an example. See, if you are a baseball player and you're in the field, you're a defensive player, and you start out perfect.
All right.
And you can catch one ball after another, one after another, one after another. But if you ever make an error, let me tell you, see, a lot of people don't know this. If you ever make one error, you can never be perfect again. You ever thought about that?
If you make one error.
See, you can get any other number, any other percentage. All you got to do is just keep feeling enough, and you can get back to any percentage but 100. If you ever make one error, you can never be perfect again. Well, that's what we find ourselves. See, we were in a predicament.
All right.
When we sin and fall short of the glory of God, no matter how good we get, we'll never be perfect. See, you need somebody to be the propitiation of your sin. Somebody who can fill the gap between you and 100. 99 and a half won't do.
All right.
Come on then.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
But that third point is made up. But we must be reconciled. In other words, somebody needs to make an atonement to God for us. Thank God that he made a way. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. It's something about the name Jesus. Something about the name Jesus that can take an old wretch like me and make me fitted for the sky, to clean me up and turn me around. It's something.
Oh yes.
About the name Jesus.
Something about the name. Hallelujah.
For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him
might
be saved.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Atonement. You see, atonement through the cross. The cross of Christ means that God can put me back into perfect oneness with himself.
There you go.
You ever thought about the word atonement?
Yes, oneness.
Atonement. At one.
At one.
And one, that's what God desired from us from the very beginning, that we would be one in him. But because we messed up, the only way we could get back into perfect oneness with him is through the name of Jesus. Something about that name, Jesus.
Come on, man.
When you're feeling unfit, when you're feeling like you have failed, just call on the name of Jesus. When you're going through something, call on the name of Jesus, because there's something about that name.
Jesus. Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Hallelujah. So he sent his son to go through death on the cross.
Yes.
To just clean that gap up between he and us. Let's look at this word atonement. The word atonement in the Authorized Version of the Bible is an Old Testament term.
Yes.
It appears only once in the New Testament. That's in Romans 5:11. And there is translated reconciliation. That's in the Revised Version. Let me just read something from Romans. Romans 5, 6, so when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly.
He died for the ungodly.
For scarcely for a righteous man will one die.
Come on now.
Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement.
Atonement.
Just explain that all the way through and we don't stop. Atonement. As it reads that, if you translate that, that word would translate to reconciliation. Everybody's familiar with reconciliation because you have to reconcile your check, but most of us do. I may have to explain reconciliation to some. But reconciliation, when you take that word, to have reconciliation, you need two things. You need expiation, E-X-P-I-A-T-I-O-N, plus propitiation. Let me tell you how that works. You see, the same Greek word is translated by both the words expiation and propitiation. But there is a slight difference in the terms. Expiation is the act that results in the change of God's disposition. Make sure you get that. In other words, that's when Christ died. The act. The act that says, what makes this evil? When you commit a crime, somebody has to do something to justify that. Clearly you committed the crime. So somebody has to do something. That's expiation. Somebody has to do something to make this all right. Then if you look at the other side of propitiation, it's God turning his anger away, accepting what somebody has done. So to reconcile, you have to have two things. You have to have someone to do something, Christ dying on the cross, and you have to have God accept it. To be reconciled.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It's something about the name Jesus.
Something about
the name Jesus that cleared that whole gap and turned God's anger to love for us. He said, I can make it all right. No matter what you've done and where you've been, how bad you have been, I can make it all right with my Father.
Thank you.
Something about the name Jesus. Something about the name Jesus. It's the reason for this whole new covenant.
Yes.
It can change us on the inside. It can cause an inner transformation to occur in us if we just let the Spirit in. If we can just understand that it's something about Jesus. That if I can just accept that He's already paid the cost. He's paid everything that I owe. If I would stop putting myself down and worrying about how I'm going to fix this and how I'm going to fix that, and just know that God has made a way.
Yes.
All right.
I'm ready.
All I got to do is accept Him and realize that there's something about His name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If I can let Him abide in me and I abide in Him, that we may be one.
Yes,
hallelujah. 1 John 2:6 says, "He who says he abides in Him ought himself also to walk just as He walked." If you claim you belong to Him, if you claim He's in you and you in Him, you ought to walk like He did. Oneness with Christ means that we are partakers of His nature. You ought to be able to say something to your fellow man that they can hear because it didn't come from you. You ought to be able to live so somebody can look at your life and learn something from it.
All right.
Come on there.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I'm about done here. 2 Peter 1:4 says, "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." Let me give you just a quick walk through the way you ought to be, and we'll close down here. You know, when you started out, it was I and not Christ. Anybody ever been there? It was all about me and not Christ. But then as I started moving along, it came to I and Christ. People start saying, I'm a driver, but God is my co-pilot. But then it became Christ and I. I'm going to let God drive, and I'm going to be the co-pilot.
That's all right. That's all right.
Hallelujah. I suggest to you this morning that it should become Christ and Him only.
Him only.
And not I at all.
All right.
Christ and me, so that I can walk right, so that I can put up with evil people, when people start to call me names, when people start to do things to me, that Dwayne won't rise up, but it's Christ in me that can
Christ
put up with
me.
It all.
Yes. All right.
Come on,
glory.
That's right.
When it's just Christ in me, that I know what to say. I know how to pray. I don't go into prayer asking God what I will, but Thy will be done.
Come on
now. If I can just let Him run the show, let Him have His way with me. I know how to talk right. I know how to walk right. When somebody knocks me down, I can get back up.
That's right.
If I just let Him have His way.
Let Him have His way.
Christ and Christ only. When I can accept the atonement that Jesus has made, and I can be at one.
At one.
With the Lord. That's what this is all about this morning.
Right?
At one with the Lord.
When you tell the Lord, you say, Lord, I know I have failed in the past, and I keep trying, and this is not about coming with all perfection. You say, Lord, I'm coming to the table with an intent. All right. Yes, sir. I
got an intent, Lord. I want to lead a new life. I want you
yes.
to be in charge of my life. It's
yes.
my intent, Lord.
Yes.
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 And whatever you need
yes.
is at the table.
All right.
Whatever you want is at the table. If you can just accept that Jesus has already paid the cost for whatever it is that you need.
Mm-hmm.
And you intend.
Yes, sir.
Can somebody say intend?
Intend.
Because we've all fell short.
Yes, yes. Yes.
We've all told ourselves what we're going to do.
Yes. Yeah.
That might be just me.
That's
yeah.
right.
Sorry.
We said, here's what I'm going to do. Monday, I'm going to no longer do
yes.
this. And before 8 o'clock Monday, you did that. But I intend to lead a new life. Following the commandments, if you will come in, Lord, and guide me and direct me and keep me out of myself, then I will walk right, and I will talk right, and I will do what I ought to do. Something about that name. Something about that man that makes everything all right. God sent his son.
Only because
they called him Jesus.
Yes.
He came to love, to heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my part. I don't know about you, but he bought my part.
Bought my part.
An empty grave is there to prove that my Savior lives.
Yes.
And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. To bring Monday on. Bring it on. It's all right.
Monday gonna be all right.
Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know that he holds the future.
Come on now.
And life is worth to live.
Yes.
Just because
Jesus.
He lives.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. That last verse. Can I do this last?
Yes, go ahead.
It says, and then one day.
Then one day.
One day.
I'll cross the river.
Cross. Yes.
I'll fight life's final war with pain. Anybody going through any pain? And then as death gives way to victory,
victory now,
I'll see the lights of glory. And I'll know he reigns.
All right.
Yes, sir.
There's something about the name Jesus. It's sweet. I know. Sometimes I'm all alone.
Yes.
Something about that
name.
Crispy, just say Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
Something about that name.
Yes. Have you ever had your mind all clouded up with thoughts and everything going on? I've got so many problems.
Yes.
I don't know what to do. I know when I get like that, I stop and I just start saying, Jesus.
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 Precious Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you, God.
There's something
about
that name. Something about that name.
Come on
now. Let us go to God and pray. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you for sending your son, Jesus.
Yes.
That name that's above all names. That the name that at some point every knee will bow.
Yes.
Every tongue confess.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for providing us with a way to get back to you.
Yes, sir, God.
Now teach us, Lord.
Teach us, Lord, that when we're going through, that all we have to do is call on the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
And believe that he's already
yes,
made
God.
A way.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father God.
We praise your name. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.